This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in a very cloudy Dallas at Lone Star PHP, and I swear there's an air show nearby because there are planes everywhere. So if you hear an airplane, just consider it a bonus. My special guest is Moria Kavaras. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's such a struggle for me. And Moria, you have founded an organization. Let's talk first about your talk here. What is your talk is about your organization, but talk to us a little bit about the talk that you're presenting at Lone Star, and then we'll talk a little bit more about your organization.
Sure. So the talk that I'll be presenting today is kind of a three-part talk. Will be about how ScriptEd was founded, how I got it started. It'll be about ScriptEd and what we do. And then the last part of the talk will be on how teaching kids from low-income communities to code teaches them a lot about failure and how to deal with failure.
That's an important lesson. And there's an awful lot of failure in software development.
You know, yeah.
As a developer for 30 years, I've had my share. So. Now, is this geographically located, or are y'all spread out? Or
yeah, so ScriptEd is based in New York City.
Okay.
We're in 13 high schools in New York City right now, and
We're
expanding to 26 high schools. But right now, we're just focused in New York City.
Okay. Any plans for
expansion beyond that? I think eventually I'd love to expand beyond New York City, but right now I think something like 85% of low-income schools in New York City don't have access to computer science education. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of work to do still in New York and a lot of room to expand there before we go anywhere else.
Well, yeah. I was going for world domination.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Your answer's good.
I will dominate the world someday, but
well,
New
that's
York City
excellent.
First.
It's fascinating because I don't get to talk to a lot of people that have actually founded an organization. I talked mm-hmm. to a lot of developers. I've talked to people that run PHP Architect magazine, stuff like that. But you're unique, I think, in all of my guests in 4 years. What have you learned by founding an organization that helps underserved children?
So I've learned a ton by founding an organization. I think specifically what I'm going to talk about today is how my experiences with helping kids learn how to code teaches them a lot about failure. In our education system and in our society, failure is really looked down upon. We have standardized tests that force kids to get things right the first time. And especially with kids that are coming from backgrounds where one little slip up can mean, ruining the rest of their lives. There's this huge fear of messing up and therefore a huge fear of even trying new things. Mm-hmm. Because if failure is a possibility, then they'd rather avoid it. And I think that teaching kids to code is at first very difficult because kids don't want to get the wrong answer. But as any developer knows, coding is a process of failing over and over and over again. And if we can
absolutely.
Get kids comfortable with the idea of not getting everything right the first time, then they start to deal with failure a little bit better and get more comfortable with the idea of trying new things and kind of persisting through difficulties. And I think by teaching kids to code, we're not only giving them a really great economic opportunity for their future, but giving them a really great life skill of persistence.
Yeah. We used to say coding is running down blind rabbit holes until you find the right one that you can
right.
go through, you know? So, yeah, there's an awful lot of failure. Although, quite honestly, up until the startup era, 98, 99, mm-hmm. I've been programming since 85. And we didn't consider getting the wrong answer failure. It was, we just haven't found the right answer yet.
Right,
you know?
There's one step closer to the solution.
Right. You know, Thomas Edison, I didn't fail right. 1,000 times. I found 1,000 ways that didn't work.
Right.
You know? So it is interesting to me. The language has changed. The terminology has changed. And for the better. It's a better way to look at it. But you're right. Our society looks down upon failure. Except in the tech community, and
right.
we accept it, and in a lot of cases embrace it. So
yeah, absolutely.
It is great to see what y'all are doing. Now, how many children do you have in your program right now?
Yep, we've got about 300 kids enrolled
wow.
throughout New York City. The way that our program works, just as a little bit more background, is we recruit volunteers from the tech industry in New York City to go into schools and teach. So everything is taught by people who actually do this for a living.
Mm.
All with the aim of giving kids kind of the most up-to-date skills they need, real insight into what's going on in the industry so that they can take those skills and apply them in paid internships over the summer.
Very cool.
So we teach them during the school year, and then we place them into internships over the summer.
Now, you say children. And
yes.
I immediately think of, because I love kids, man. I immediately go to 5 to 8 year olds. But you're obviously talking, you're placing them in internships,
mm-hmm.
you're talking teenagers, a little
yes.
older than what I'm thinking.
Yes. So we're working with high school students.
Okay.
The kids that we place into internships are at least 16.
Okay. So see, I'm thinking you have some very advanced children in New York City if you've got 9 and 10 year olds going into internships.
Internships, right. Yeah.
Well, that is great. And the tech companies in New York City, they're accepting to this and they're embracing this?
Yeah. It's been it's really interesting to see the companies rally around this. I think there's a huge push for diversity in technology in the tech mm-hmm. industry. And we serve a diverse set of students. And so I think they're excited about working with our students. And I also think there's just a huge there's a huge need in the job market in New York City. People are having tons of trouble filling jobs, and we kind of have to start really early in the pipeline to get
yeah.
kids interested in software development to begin with, to get them into those jobs eventually. So
yeah.
It's not enough to just recruit at the college level. We've got to start earlier. So I think the companies have been really enthusiastic about, you know, lending their employees as volunteers and taking on our kids as interns over the summer, which has been really exciting. It certainly wouldn't work without their help.
Well, that's great. And that's not a New York City problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk with companies all over the U.S. and all over Europe. And right now, if you can spell PHP, I can get you a job as a programmer, you know.
Yeah.
It's that, almost that desperate. So,
yeah.
You know, when recruiters are actually calling me saying, would I want to code, you know they are desperate. but anyhow,
right.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time. This sounds like a fascinating program. I wish you the best of luck. And I look to see great things coming from this program in the future. I'll ask you the same two questions ask everybody as we wrap up.
Yep.
What's your local user group and what's the URL?
So we teach the students HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
Okay.
And our URL is scripted.org.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you for what you're doing for not only the kids in New York City, but for the tech industry as a whole, because I really hope that this model works out, and there could be a lot worse things in the world than this idea going viral and you actually achieving world domination. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.